Mindfulness. You may have heard of mindfulness. You may be curious about mindfulness. You may wonder how mindfulness could make a difference to your everyday living. That's the topic of the series of blogs that I'm putting together to cover the sort of late summer, early autumn period of time leading up to the time of year when I encourage all of us, including myself, to get outside, take in the fresh air, benefit from any natural light as we head towards autumn, late autumn and winter. Because this is the period now as we approach September where we need to think about how we're impacted by long, dark nights. So yeah, the topic of this blog and the series is going to be all about using everyday mindfulness practice and putting it into your everyday life, because life happens to us and we are participating in life every day. The first post that I'm putting out there for you to read, if you're interested, is all about the interested observer, and it's about introducing you to the interested observer that you have available to you. This is not about fighting your thoughts or being angry even about your thoughts. This is about going with the first thoughts and your emotions that are attached to them, how it makes you feel, your first responses. And then it's giving you the opportunity to pull out, fly above them, or note with interest. There's lots of definitions. It's a little bit like your thoughts are written on balloons and they're floating for you to look at rather than be in. When you have the interested observer and you start to nurture that side of your mind, you'll find that you're able to have different interactions with your thoughts, and that gives you greater control over how the thoughts impact your day, make you feel, make you behave. So I'll be breaking down the way I'm using mindfulness, the way I pass mindfulness on to my clients. I'll be passing that on to you through blogs and through bite-sized chunks, little focused elements that I'm hoping will help you to add some mindfulness practice to your everyday living. And that means at home with the children, that means in your relationships, that means in your friendships, and it means in your workplace. The use of mindfulness and having that ability to float away from the noise in our mind is something that I will be forever grateful for being introduced to. One of my favourite apps, and I'm this is littered all over Twitter, the internet, my blog, you'll see that I really enjoy Headspace. So if you want to have a look at that and you're not familiar, I will put a link in this blog. And you can also go to their website, www.headspace.com. So I hope that you enjoy some observations, my personal observations about mindfulness and its place in our lives, and that you'll allow yourself to meet and experience your interested observer, which allows you to be a little bit kinder to yourself and improve day-to-day living. Thanks for your time.